Welcome back to the Guardian with Joy and Holly Radio Show. Thank you for being part of the program today. We talked about small space gardening, and watering is a key to any type of gardening, and Tree Diaper can adapt to the needs in which you and your plants need.
Tree Diaper is a revolutionary watering system that slowly releases water around the base of any tree or plant as the soil dries. The Tree Diaper is filled with water from rain, or when you water and slowly release water over 3 weeks. Every time it rains, Tree Diaper recharges. No pipes, hoses, or electricity needed. Water your plants and trees, whether they are by the house, down the road, or in the back 40. Also works under mulch. Whether you're a first-time gardener or advanced, Tree Diaper will improve the way you water your plants. Made in the USA. Check it all out at treediaper.com. That's treediaper.com.
People grow tomatoes. That's kind of the number one go. And I would assume beans and cucumbers are two and three tied, at least in our garden. People have difficulty getting cucumbers to grow as well as they hope they should.
I feel like we get a lot of questions about cucumbers, but we never really address it. Like, I mean, we address the questions, but we don't really, like, talk about it. So it's good we're talking about it.
Yeah. So first thing we need to know about cucumbers is, what do we want to grow? Do we want to grow a slicing cucumber? Do we want to grow a pickling cucumber? Note to everybody, if you want to pickle cucumbers, don't use slicing cucumbers as pickling cucumbers because they turn to mush.
But you can use pickling cucumbers as slicing cucumbers.
Correct.
So that's the thing. So if you want, if you do want to grow pickling cucumbers, don't pick up a package of slicing. You are going to be disappointed.
And they are varieties called burpless cucumbers. What does that mean?
So burpless cucumbers just means that they don't, they are bred without having
Genetically modified.
Not genetically
hybridized.
Modified. Yeah, hybridized without having the element in it called cucurbitacin. And that's what causes you, a lot of people, to have that reaction in their bodies where they kind of either get like an indigestion or that
gas.
Cucumber burps, basically.
Now, a lot of people, and we are just like many of you, we want to get the crops in the ground as soon as possible. One, for a little self-gratification that, hey, we were able to get a tomato or a pepper or an eggplant or cucumber sooner than we'd ever have before. However, cucumbers are one of these crops that they don't like that. They need soil temperatures at root zone at least 65 degrees consistent. Now, you take a digital thermometer, meat thermometer, you put it in the ground about an inch deep, and you can get a very accurate read on that. But it needs to be consistent. They do not like cold feet. And if you start your cucumbers indoors, that's fine. But however, direct sowing them from seed is really the easiest way. It takes up less, you know, you don't have to buy potting soil, you don't have to put them underneath a grow light, you don't have to take care of them. And in about 4 weeks, if you put a comparison between the ones you started indoors and the ones you started from seed outside, they will be the same size. So you don't want to put them in too early is what I'm getting at here.
Well, you know that growing up, we didn't start seed. I didn't.
You had a whole system you growing up.
But we had cucumbers.
I know.
Always. So yeah.
You didn't start anything indoors. Everything was started from seed outside, and somehow everything produced.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Gardening magic.
Gardening magic. Mm-hmm. And okay. So we need to have full sun. Now, whether you're having, you know, a bush cucumber variety, which kind of whenever you look at those, they don't have a climbing capability. They grow much like a giant zucchini plant as a shrub or a bush. Most cucumbers vine. And if you vertically grow them on a trellis, you're actually going, it's been scientifically proven, you actually will get more production out of that plant because it's elevated. The bees can get in there and pollinate, or other pollinators can get in there and pollinate the flowers. There are cucumber varieties that don't require pollination. They self-pollinate because they only produce, they're hybridized, they only produce female flowers. So if you have a lack of pollinators, or if you want to grow these indoors, you can certainly do that. It does work, and it's a real thing.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's definitely an option for you. Maybe it's not an option for you to grow them outside, and you really love homegrown cucumbers. You could get those cucumbers without the, what'd you call them?
Flowers?
Yeah, thank you. how they're hybridized.
Yeah. Now, you want to plant them according to your average last frost date 2 weeks after. But again, now, where we're at, we've actually had to hold off longer because just because the frost is over doesn't mean it's still cold at night. it's still in the mid-50s, you know, consistently, and we have to wait an extra couple of weeks in order to not have these plants get stunted when you put them in the ground and they grow a little bit because it's warm and then it gets cold again and they stunt and the production is very poor in that. Now, you can plant cucumbers in really two different ways. You can make a drill in the ground and just blast the seeds in there and just cram them full. Or you can do it more timely and more spacious and do one per square foot or one about every 6 to 8 inches if you're going a straight row.
Yeah. I mean, you could technically probably do 2 per square feet, but you definitely want to just make sure that if you do just blast the seeds into the ground, you thin them out because they do – they require a good source of water, and then also you want to make sure that they have those nutrients.
They're going to compete.
Yeah, for sure.
And by having them vertical, you can do a couple of things. You can see visually if there's problems with the plant. Two, we talked about it, the bees and other pollinators can get in there and pollinate it better. And they can get more sun exposure and they're less competitive towards one another. They're not growing over each other or around. They've kind of got their own string or their own little pathway vertical as they grow up.
It prevents them from rotting. So like if you don't trellis them, they can vine out quite a bit. And you might miss a bunch because they're rotting in the ground or hiding behind leaves or who knows what else. So definitely trellising is really good here. It keeps them at essentially eye level-ish for you. So, yeah, you want to do that. Now, you want to think about keeping them watered. I mean,
it
seems obvious, but the problem is that we all think, oh, yeah, I'm going to water. Oh, did I water? I don't know.
It's supposed to rain. Didn't rain.
Yeah, and you get home from work and whatever, or work from home, and you look outside and it didn't rain, and then yeah. So you want to make sure you might have to water them up to daily.
And we've got a timer on our system where it waters 3 times a day for 20 minutes, and it keeps everything very hydrated and controlled. On drip irrigation from DripWorks.com, and it puts it at the ground level. It's not spraying any foliage. Everything's down low. So pollination is another key here, another problem that we have to deal with. Whether we, you know, hand pollinating is kind of a challenge with zucchini, but you can bring in or encourage other pollinators to come in and pollinate these flowers.
Right. So then about 4 weeks into the season, you want to side dress them with just an all-purpose fertilizer, organic, inorganic, whatever you have.
We would encourage organic.
Yeah, we would encourage organic. But again, cucumbers don't have a long life. So
that's the other thing. People are like, it's September, why is my cucumbers dying off? Well, what happens in September in many portions of the United States, it starts getting cooler nights.
Yeah, the cooler nights.
Soil starts getting cooler.
And cucumbers like warmth.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so you want to, about 4 weeks in, you want to give them a little boost of fertilizer. You can side dress or liquid fertilize, whatever you prefer. And that's going to help them do their thing. Another thing is that you want to harvest often.
Uh-huh. So, well, with the fertilizer, you can get a jug of Dr. Jim's and water, compost that right in the ground there, water that in. Yeah, and the other thing is we talk about it all the time, harvest, 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 and more harvest.
Yeah. So you might go out, you know, Monday, oh, that cucumber looks close enough, I'll get it tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and you get distracted, whatever.
And they play with smaller items in the NFL than what you're picking out of your cucumber patch.
Yeah, and then pretty soon you have this football-sized cucumber and it's bitter and gross and not delicious. And
the other problem is if you let a cucumber go to that stage where it gets yellow and it gets white, that plant is shutting down because its job is to reproduce. Make sure the seeds in that very large cucumber are as mature as possible. The plant dies off. It's done its thing. Life over. Move on. If you consistently harvest cucumbers at a very smaller, more manageable, store-bought size, you're going to have more consistency because that plant is going to keep rapidly producing more to try to get to that stage in which cucumber it can put mature seeds on.
Right. I would rather eat 4 smaller cucumbers than try to chew down 1 large, woody, over big.
Well, you can't chew.
Bitter,
you can't eat.
No.
Pigs don't even like the bitter cucumbers, right. You know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So there's just a number of things there that hopefully that will help you in your cucumber growing capabilities And if you've got any questions, you can certainly email us at gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Well, now that the weather is warming up, in some places it is warm, you want to protect your garden from various beetles, weevils, and borers, including, yes, including those Japanese beetles.
And what better way to prevent those pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can be spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. Developed by Phylum Bioproducts from a naturally occurring bacteria, Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only scarab pests, and it is safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
Yes, and if you already have beetles flying around your yard, and some of you do, it is an organic water dispersible powder that can be sprayed directly onto your edible plants. Find out more and where to buy at phylumbioproducts.com. That's phylum bioproducts.com.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.